This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports. Today we're coming to you live at the Built for Tough studio. Willie Colon in for Boomer this morning. I do want to get to another part of this Sauce Gardner appearance on the Foreplay. It's not the podcast, but the video they put out of them playing golf with Sauce, because he brought something up about the Buffalo Bills I had never heard before, and you may have an answer to it, but you may not. But there have been several people here with the washing of the chicken who want to chime in on that.
Okay.
So
I mean, it's an ongoing debate.
Yeah.
I mean, some folks think it's absolutely ridiculous to wash your chicken. I think it's absolutely ridiculous not to wash it.
Yeah, and apparently this falls on racial lines as well.
It does.
Which is not something that I ever knew until today, until Google automatically finished this for us. And one of the things that people type in Google enough for it to auto-finish is why do black people wash their chicken? So you gave us an answer. You said you did not want to die, which seems reasonable.
I mean, Eddie backed me up. He's a white guy.
But Mike in Wilmington says, don't wash your chicken. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good, Mike. What's
up? Hey there, Mike.
Hey, I was just calling in. Willie, so I owned a restaurant for like 20 years, and first thing they teach you in the cooking class is to not wash your chicken because of the bacteria. You need that bacteria or you will get sick, and then it spreads around the kitchen from cross-contamination. So don't put it in water. Don't put it in anything. Just throw it right on the grill or the pan, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I disagree.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
I'm washing my chicken, and I'm just
juice on your hands, and then you spread it on the
I think you totally understand, Mike, and you know, respect to your profession. I that's why you have Lysol. That's how you have hand sanitizer. Mm. You can wash your hands and wash. I always clean the chicken, wipe down where everything was with some Lysol wipes,
indeed,
and we spray down, and then I wash my hands, and I move on with the process.
Yeah, and Mike sounded like your typical white grilling guy.
Yeah.
White grilling dad.
Yeah, I'm throwing these quarter legs on here.
And just, I don't need any of this.
Paprika.
I need that bacteria.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
The fact that he admitted that you need the bacteria, I've never heard anybody say that. I understand there's good bacteria.
Yeah. But he's saying that the chicken, the salmonella potential bacteria, is something he needs in his life.
And since this all sprung from your Google game, if you put in, should you rinse chicken before cooking, it backs this the guy up.
The white guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Mike.
the cross-contamination situation, which I had never
Wash your chicken, wash your hands, wash everything that was around the chicken. So I think it's an easy process.
Ian in Middletown. What's up, Ian?
How's it going, fellas? So I'm also going to back up the previous caller. I'm a science teacher at a middle school where I'm located.
And that is science.
Totally. Pardon? Sorry, I missed that part.
No, so you can't argue against science, I guess. I guess this conversation is already over.
Right. Precisely. That's kind of what I was getting at, right? So the idea being, obviously, bacteria are microscopic in the sense of you're not going to really be able to notice if you, like, let's say, wash your chicken, then you get some water on an area of the counter, even if you wipe everything down, the logic stands that those microscopic organisms will still kind of survive, even if you're using something that's kind of aggressive like Lysol or bleach, right? I mean, bleach, on the other hand, maybe not, right? But that's kind of the nature of the logic, is that when you wash the chicken, it kind of gets the bacteria everywhere, and as a result, you can't 100% determine, or like, let's say, if you're washing dishes after the fact, if you have salmonella bacteria in your sink, that might be problematic. So that's pretty much it. But
Thanks, Ian.
Still washing my chicken. I care. You can bring a Fauci. I don't care. I'm not. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm washing my dick.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, this is like, you're not going to tell me what to do type of thing.
I feel more responsible. Right, not at all. I feel more responsible if I open a fresh pack of chicken and I do what I've been doing my whole life.
And you're fine. Yeah. You haven't gotten food poisoning from this.
Now, once. Yeah. And nobody has eaten from my table and has ever gotten.
So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I do see the logic of what they're saying, but I'm still kind of with Willie.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Eddie is the smartest guy we have on the staff here.
I would love Al Duke's take on this because I feel like he would.
Yeah. I wonder what he would say. I don't know.
Because isn't Al like a germaphobe? He's like really into.
Yeah, and he eats chicken every day.
Correct.
He does every single day.
I would be baffled if he didn't wash his chicken because I know how much of a germaphobe he actually is.
Yeah, but he might be one of those guys you cook it right off. Like, it'd be like you throw it on the grill, you cook it off. Because sometimes he has very simplistic takes like he had on the asteroid. It's going to land in the ocean. We'll be fine. You know?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. So I think like he'll be just like, hey, you throw it on the grill. He cooks it off, burns it off. Everything's fine. He probably has that take on it. All right, I'm taking...
People are diving in now.
All right, Fleeks, I'm taking one more wash your chicken call before I get to Sauce Gardner. And I'm going to have you decide which one of those two you would like to take.
Let's go Chris in Chester, New Jersey.
Chris in Chester, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, guys. Well, I own a USDA meat production plant. And the problem with washing your chicken is you're going to move the bacteria around. And you're probably going to use cold water. You're not going to kill it. And on the chicken itself, you're not going to use any chemicals that'll kill it. So you're actually going to take where salmonella might be in one spot of the bird, move it all over the bird. But with that said, I still can't stop my own mother on Thanksgiving from washing a turkey.
There you go.
People can do what they do. It's a fight every year. I never win. There's nothing I can do about it.
And you guys have been fine, right?
Been fine.
We've always lived. Every time that bird comes out, I buy a fresh bird every year. You know, we get them from a farm in Pennsylvania. Cotch's turkey, they're the best. I assure her, just put it in the oven. And as I'm saying it, that bird takes a bath in the sink.
There you go.
All right, well, that's very funny, Chris. Doesn't sound like Willie's going to change his mind. Doesn't sound like your mom's going to change your
mind.
Mama
knows best.
On this, and it seems like everybody's okay. I do have to ask, though, because I could see what you were typing into Google, and you right now have in Google my balls, and that's it.
I thought Google was going to give me something. It stopped at that.
Why did you go? What did you want to say?
Because you said Google speaks for you, right? Yeah, and you said,
see, you're missing a critical, why do my balls? Then it'll finish.
Because I was listening to you and I got caught. So there
you just put my ball space, hoping it would finish something else.
There you go.
But if you put in why do my balls,
right? Why do my balls? Let me do that right there.
Yeah. No. See, it's not.
See, it doesn't finish.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be.
Why do my balls have maybe that? No.
No, not that one. Yeah.
Maybe you go, why does my scrotum? Because balls could be anything. It's broad, you know? So why does my...
You spell scrotum.
Or testicle. Well, go testicles.
Yeah, why do my... Let's go back. Because now you got too much in there.
It says, why do my testicles?
Balls, testicles. Why, but hurt. Let's go, why do my testicles?
Why do my testicles? Right.
Yeah.
Lower back hurts.
Yeah.
Abdomen. Smell, burn, tingle.
Yeah, why do my testicles smell, burn, and tingle?
Why do my testicles change size? Which is...
See, there you go.
Got to get off the bikes.
See, I think it's, to me, the funniest is the stereotyping that it spits out.
Oh, no question.
So, like, that's why if you go to, you know, you could do anything. Like, why do tall people? Why do fat people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do Indians? Like, just anything. And the stereotypes that come out of Google, that to me is
it
the...
Just,
yeah.
And it's a list of things. it's a rundown of things.
And I told you, every person that I introduce this to then just runs the gamut with everything.
Oh, it's a great way to kill time on the toilet.
Right.
Like, this is going to be my new thing.
Right, you'll be like so deep into it. You're like, why do people from
when I
Papua
get out of
New
here,
Guinea?
When I get out of here, I'm taking a deep dive.
I know you. Yeah, this is.
I'm going to run rampant with this thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, so the other thing that Sauce Gardner said, he does this video with the four play guys. Boomer and I play with them from Barstool, and they're playing golf and they're talking about football. And Frankie, the head of, well, I shouldn't say the head of it, but one of the main Barstool guys.
Frankie Borelli, shout out.
Yeah,
Borelli's
shout
just out in Hofstra, the pizzeria.
Exactly.
Pizza.
You know Frankie. So he goes, what is the toughest stadium to play in? He asked Sauce Gardner. And he's thinking about it, and then Frankie like throws a couple things out there, and he's like, nah. And then Sauce goes, Buffalo, but I can't tell you why. And then looks at the camera and says, if you know, you know. And that was it. Now, you have played in Buffalo as a member of the New York Jets. You played in Buffalo probably as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
What could he possibly be talking about?
I don't know. First of all, it is a tough stadium to play in. It is cold. It's weird because it's Orchard Park. There's nothing really, nothing around it.
Yeah.
As far as the fans, I know they like to throw dildos on the field.
They have.
Tough.
They've done that before.
I can't think of anything,
but like that wouldn't be
outside
the,
of that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the thing. Like Sauce wouldn't be like, oh, you know, it's the toughest place to play because they're hurling dildos at us. Like that couldn't be the thing.
I mean, that's a hard job.
Yeah, but
no pun intended.
I mean, but it's not like, yeah, I don't know. I would just think it had to be something worse than that. Like I thought maybe they mess with them in the hotel, like they're pulling a fire alarm.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
You get that all over. I mean, that's. I would love to ask them.
There you go.
I had to slow that one down. Ask. I love to ask him why he feels that way.
Yeah,
Now you got to be conscious about it. I'm never conscious about it. My wife's telling me, just be more conscious about it. But now I'm definitely conscious about it.
Yeah, and by the way, just once again, for the record, it was Google that brought this up. It was not me who asked ask and acts are a thing.
I mean, it's in your search engine, so you have to bear some responsibility.
No, not my search engine. Not mine. There's two. This is what people don't understand. There's two different types of Google autofill. One is what people have searched on their computer,
yes,
and one that Google helps you finish based on what it thinks you are going to type.
Context matters. I agree.
Yeah, right. So that is all. So people don't get confused by this whole thing. Do you think it could be like?
But I would love to know your personal search engine. What's on that thing?
Oh, yeah. This won't be as interesting. The one here, like my phone, would probably be more interesting.
Okay.
You know, but this one would be all show stuff with an explanation. Mm. You know, because I'm not sitting here, you know, Googling personal things during a show. But if it like my phone Safari search, that would be a good one.
It gets spicy.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying it would be different. You could see, you'd learn more about me or whatever it was.
I would love to. I think with somebody's search engine should become like a little time capsule. At what point of the day did they search what they're looking for?
Yeah, that's true. Because that definitely tells you
what type of person you are.
Yeah.
Like after 8, you can get real spicy.
Sure.
From like 12 to 2, you're probably looking at, you know, home improvement stuff, travel. But after 8, you can get real racy.
But I'm thinking like the hours that we keep here, like anything, like I always say I could have a BLT at 4 o'clock in the morning. It would make sense to me. Where a lot of people, that doesn't make sense. Like, could I Google something inappropriate at 5 a.m. for it to make sense?
Yeah, but you shouldn't be Googling how to crisp up the skin of a duck at 4 in the morning. It's a little psychotic.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. When people say, you know, I'm a TikTok guy. You know, I don't post anything. I just watch on there. I don't even think I follow anybody. But when people say, oh, you know, China's going to get all your information and see what you're doing, I'm like, I am not that interesting. I'm telling you right now. Like, now, if you sucked every dollar out of, you know, people's bank accounts, that'd be a problem.
Sure.
But as far as, like, following me and what I'm doing, it's not, it really is not that interesting.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think I do the normal guy stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm not Edward like Snowden, you know? Like,
no, it's like barbecue porn and, like, home improvement stuff. Yeah. I think that's guy stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think that's...
Yeah, like you're an Instagram guy, right?
I love it.
Yeah, you go, like, you'd go the search feature on Instagram, and then you just, that, like, you know... what you are based on that.
You know, I just asked Fleeks for clarification. I was like, barbecue porn? Is that some sort of
barbecue porn?
Subgenre?
I'm saying I kind of smashed that one together. I was simply saying, you know, as a man, I think a typical man search engine is barbecue porn and home improvements.
Barbecue porn.
Not barbecue porn. And it is not... It's not a tag team situation.
We're redefining pulled pork. So I have, you know, I always say, you know, boobs, boat, and golf are the three things that pop up. So for me, I do have, in this particular one, just based on here, I do have boobs. I do have an AI fake octopus because of what Boomer was confused about with the barnacles. I do have golf, and I also have George Carlin, who is one of my, who is my favorite.
With the Cardinal Hayes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. About that. Yeah, my favorite comedian, George, because that, so this thing knows me. It knows me well. And there's really nothing to hide there. You know what I'm saying? Although I am pissed off at this AI stuff, because when I was looking for those videos that Boomer was trying to show me, I typed in like polar bear and seal and barnacle dolphin and all these things. So now it thinks that that's what I want.
I think there should be a running game amongst your peers and coworkers. There's a guy on TikTok. What he does, he takes two couples together, right?
Yeah.
A couple together, excuse me. He asks the guy and the wife, the man and the wife, he goes, hey, won't y'all switch phones to see if there's anything that shouldn't be as far as like text messages with other people or you cheating on all this other stuff? I think you should be able to do that with your coworker. Yeah. Like, hey, man, let me see what you've been looking at on Google.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and I, you know.
Just swap phones to see how many people would do it or be like, no, I don't think I want to share that information.
You know, with everybody that we work with here on a daily basis, I would have no problem handing my phone over to them.
Me too.
I really would not.
I'm not talking text messages. I'm just search engine.
Yeah.
Well, you've been looking at, but.
Yeah. I mean, even text
Eddie,
messages.
I think the way you're looking at me, you make me nervous a little bit.
No.
I was just trying to think, what the hell have I searched on my phone?
I think it would say a lot about a person, especially what they're going through in a day.
Yeah.
Eddie might have the safest phone here. Like, if everybody had to give theirs in, I think Eddie would have the least controversial anything that would pop up.
Figs, you make me nervous. I feel like yours would be, you know.
No, I'd be. If anything, my most damaging stuff would be, like, texts about other people, but nothing... Like nothing with
But I mean, everybody's got that going
right.
On.
Yeah, I mean, could give mine up. That's easy.
It's just one of those. The Fleeks does have a wide array of things that he enjoys. So
how
I
to make
see,
slime.
I could see something like that down there
that'll make you scratch your head.
Yeah, or just like wow, okay, so you're one of those guys.
Yeah,
you know, like one of those.
You're
things.
One of those guys.
Yeah, like not so much like. Like
the brace over the pants type of guy.
Like, not so much confused, but just like, oh, okay. I kind of see it now.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those things. But nothing like really confusing. Like how complicated and complex really are we sports talk guys here? You know, really.
Oh, I think
much.
We're all over the place. I think a lot.
But we're not that complex. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
like
know.
Like, it's like we're Stephen Hawking. No, it's like we're just a couple of guys talking about stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fair.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Willie Colon in for Boomer this morning. Let's get right to Jerry Recco, who's got some more stuff for us. What's up, Jerry?
And we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. A lot with the football, obviously, this morning. So I give you a couple from the Raiders who give Max Crosby this 3-year extension for $106 million. It is weird to say Raiders head coach Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Very odd, but here was Carroll.
We're always in pursuit of finding great competitors that will help us build a great team. And there's no way we could find anybody that is more focused and directed and committed to giving everything he's got to every opportunity he's going to get. And so for us to make this statement today is like it fits perfectly.
Well, no, it's got
to
be a grand game.
I would certainly think so.
Yeah, I would hope so.
But then again, maybe not. I mean, we've certainly seen older men with younger women.
Yeah.
I don't know what his situation
is. He's in his 80s, right?
Isn't he 74?
Yeah, he's not early in his 70s. 80s, yeah.
Or no, maybe even younger than that. Maybe 73? He's not in his 80s.
He ages well.
Yeah, no, he's into fitness. And
just Google it.
He's 73.
73.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if he's been with his wife for a long time.
I don't know.
I don't think he's a... I think we'd know about that. That'd be a story. Like, we knew about Al Pacino, Robert De Niro pumping out these kids when they're 100 years old.
Very true.
So we would know about that.
Mick Jagger dating a 37-year-old, Bill Belichick with the 23-year-old.
We probably would have known.
Yeah.
So
I would say grandkids.
Yeah, it's got to be. Or some odd-sounding cat, you know?
That was not a cat. That was a child.
Yeah.
Here was Max Crosby.
Cat in the background.
becoming the highest paid non-quarterback in the league.
I'm solely focused on right now and where my feet are at. So, yeah, I got a lot of work to do. It's an absolute honor to have that, you know, on my resume. But at the end of the day, it's about winning and getting rings and continue to improve. And that's truly all I'm focused on.
Getting rings. Well, first, start with winning. Yes, that would be good. Would play this Amon-Ra St. Brown sound. So he does a podcast. I'm honestly not sure who it's with. And he was weighing in on T. Higgins and the Bengals. Now, remember, they gave him the franchise tag. And this is the subject of his comments.
Did you see... T. Higgins got franchise tag for a second year?
I did.
Bro, that should be illegal. I don't give a f*** when nobody says.
Yeah, he's
That's so f***, bro.
Hmm. And he basically goes on to say, I better not be tagged ever in my career.
Bro, I'll be so hot. I don't care what nobody says. It is good money, but still, it's just like.
What was it, the average of the top five?
Yeah, but it's average of top five, and then there's something else in it, too. So I think it's like $26.4 million.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, it's still good.
A lot of money for one year, but you get the point.
Well, yeah. I can understand T's standpoint. If he hits the open market, he's due 30-plus. Right now, they got him slotted at 26.
And also, if he gets hurt this year, he's got no security down the road. And I understand that, and I hear Jerry's point where it goes, you know, this is collectively bargain. But, you know, a lot, just to counter that, I think these negotiations get so cutthroat, and I don't know how much you paid attention to that when you were playing, if you were involved or not, but I know what the NFL does for a fact. I know what they do is they'll throw stuff out there that is like so ridiculous, pretending like they're going to do it, and then be like, all right, you know, if we keep the franchise tag, then we'll take away the 22-game schedule where everybody plays in, you know, Kathmandu.
Wow, but if you're the players now, you want 18 games, fine, get rid of the franchise tag.
Yeah, so they're going to have to do that, but it's been a long history of the NFL pounding down the NFLPA. You know, it all started in all those years with Gene Upshaw, and they just don't have the teeth that the Major League Baseball Players Association has, and they've just been whacking them with this stuff. So I don't think the players like it. I just think that they are agreeing to some of these things that they wouldn't normally agree to get rid of some of these other things that they really don't like, and they don't want to work stop.
Yeah, it's tough for T, man, because I think, you know, before the start of the season, he played good soldier. Like he said, I don't want to be a distraction. I don't want to be in the headlines. I'm going to go ahead and sign this thing. He did. They needed him. He had a big productive season. He was 8-4 when he was on the field. And, you know, Joe Burrow has stood on the soapbox and said, hey, I want T to be here. I need him to be here. He's our guy. And Ja'Marr Chase doesn't have the numbers that he has without T. Higgins being on the field. So he's definitely wanted. It's just a matter of, are you going to dive, going to throw all your money in between three players when you know you don't have a defense that can hold anything, can hold up in any fashion on the field?
And you also don't see this happen a lot, two back-to-back years. It happened with Kirk Cousins. They did it 2 years with him in Washington.
Yes.
And it happened. The Giants didn't do it with Saquon. They didn't franchise him a second time. You know, so it doesn't have that second time is almost like. Ugh.
I think they're going to trade him.
You don't think they'll get that long term deal done and something? I mean,
I think they just have so much need on that one team defensively. Yeah. They need help on the offensive line. I just don't see how you just throw all that money in between him and Joe. Because you got to pay Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
You got to pay Trey Hendricks, by the way, who wants to be paid.
Yeah.
Who's been knocking on the door for a couple years now, talking about he's been undervalued and underpaid. And now you're talking about paying T. Higgins potentially, you know, north of 30. Like, I just don't know.
Let's just pay everybody. Let's give everybody $100 million.
Well, that's the perception. Well, the Eagles have done it. Why can't we do it? But the Bengals historically don't do it.
Well, the Eagles have drafted well.
Correct.
That's been the biggest thing. And then also some of these free, like they ended up keeping Zach Bond, but that was a huge move for them.
Yeah, he was a practice squad guy that they made into an all-pro linebacker because of the defense they were able to run with this cover two shell. And to your point, they drafted well. Getting Cooper DeJean and Quentin Mitchell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all worked out for him.
Yeah, I mean, those two guys were huge for that defense. And they were both rookies last year.
Yes.
You know, on rookie contracts.
3 years, $51 million for Bond. Were the numbers. Joey Bosa released by the Chargers. Tyler Lockett released by the Seahawks. Wow. And DK Metcalf has requested a trade out of Seattle.
Couple of things there. Like one, DK, I'm sure, would like to go to the Raiders with Pete Carroll. I'm sure that's probably what he's thinking. And they need weapons over there. And also, I hated the headlines of this Joey Bosa NFL shocker. Like, this was not a shocker that he got released. I mean, if you look, he has not stayed healthy. They are going to save like $25 million for the cap this year. And he just has not he won the Defensive Rookie of the Year. But then after that, he barely played. He's not Nick
Bosa.
His
first 5 years, he was money good. But to your point, injuries, he's going into his ninth season. The Chargers have to get better on both sides of the ball. And he hasn't been the guy since his rookie year when he won Defensive Rookie of the Year. So
it was not a shocker. This is something that almost every team in the league would do.
Before I get to the basketball, a couple of golf notes, if you will. I mentioned this one clip. You heard it, which sucks. But you tell me if something stands out. Okay. I play Scottie Scheffler. He's commenting on playing matches with amateurs, friends. Something really bothered me. Maybe it doesn't bother you. Maybe you won't even
pick
up on
it. Well, you're a golf snob.
So here we go.
Yeah, I played last weekend, and one of my buddies who is not a very good golfer, he's like a 10 handicap, you know, he beat me in our side bet for the day. And, you know, I was talking with Phil, and that's kind of one of the great things about golf is, you know, I can go out with a guy who's going to shoot 90, and I can give him enough strokes to where we'll have a good competition.
Anything stand out there for you?
Well,
I know you do. You lost to an average player?
Well, because of the handicap. Sure. Nothing else there stood out? Nothing bothered you? I know you play golf.
I do.
Guy's a 10 handicap. He's just not a very good golfer.
Yeah.
No. That hurt me.
Yeah. No, it's true. Not
that
good.
We're any good. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm still striving to become a 10 handicap.
Yeah. I mean, if a genie came down, that would be on the table for one of the wishes.
10
like,
handicap.
Just to be a 10, not even a scratch. Like, yeah. I'd be like, that'd be asking too much.
I'd be on the box with a sequence thong. Like, I would feel like the man.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. And then golf is frustrating for many. I think this is real. Perhaps it's not. Doesn't matter. It's still funny. This came across the social media feed. You got a dad playing miniature golf with his son. His son needs two shots to tie him. And the reaction's interesting because when he pops the ball into the hole, you know, miniature golf holes, it comes back out.
Yeah!
Can't believe he put that in there. All right, so you're going to tie it with a tap in?
Oh,
my God! Hey!
That was like a six-year-old.
Yeah, learning young.
He is learning
definitely
young.
Learning very young.
The game is frustrating.
Yeah,
yeah. My 3-year-old, my daughter, she'll have a couple flare-ups, and my wife's like, I don't know where she gets that from. I'm like, I know it's you.
Yeah. No, just playing mom.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
My wife sits on the phone with her girlfriends and lets it rip, and when my daughter has a flare-up. It throws out some, you know, bombs. She's like, I don't know where she's getting this stuff. Yeah. I'm like, well, there's no way to put you on mute.
Yeah.
So. former Met Jose Iglesias signs a minor league deal with the Padres. Spring ball today. Neither of the Yankees or Mets played yesterday. You got the Yankees and Twins at 1. Garrett Cole to start there. Mets and Astros tonight at 6:10. The Capitals beat the Rangers in overtime 3-2. Alex Ovechkin ties it. Career goal 885. The game winner came in overtime from Tom Wilson. Here was Peter Laviolette. Well, that kind of sucked.
Well, I mean, it's a tough loss. It was a big game. They're the top team in the East right now. You're up 2-1 and going to the third. I liked everything we were doing in the third up until they got on the power play.
And that was the Ovechkin goal, and then Wilson wins it there. The game winner. Here was Mika Zibanejad. The game changed when Ovechkin scored.
A little bit hard to kind of work yourself back into the game at that point, but I thought we defended well, and we'll take that and
take the point and move on. As for Ovechkin, 9 away from tying Wayne Gretzky's mark of .894. Devil center Jack Hughes, done for the season, not a shock, following surgery on his shoulder. We get to the NBA now with the Knicks in L.A. to take on the Lakers. The Lakers have won 7 straight. Here was LeBron's thoughts about going over 50,000 points a couple of nights ago.
I have no idea. I mean, that's a lot of points. I don't know. It's been a lot, to be honest. Obviously, picking up the game when I was a little kid and just having a love for the sport and was hoping that someday I'd be able to play at the highest level.
And he is doing that and doing it consistently year after year after year. As for the Nets, home for the Warriors, we'll have it on the Fan at 7:20. Brooklyn in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. The Bucks beat the Mavericks 137-107. Giannis scored 32. He goes over 20,000 points for the season. How about the this James Harden clown? Was a nothing with the Nets, as we know. Was a nothing with the Sixers. He goes to L.A. I don't know if he's been good or not consistently, but last night he certainly put on a show.
James smells blood in the water. He drives to the rim, leaves it for Dunn. Barrels baseline with 4 to shoot. Harden in the lane. The floater, 40 for the beard for the 4th time this season. Harden with a 40 ball, and the heroics continue.
That guy's not washing his chicken.
At all. Not at all.
Well, it was Clippers Radio, whoever that guy might be. I have no idea. But he wound up, that gave him 40. He scored 50 on the night. Clippers wound up winning 123-115. He was on FanDuel Sports Network afterwards. How are you doing it at this age?
Discipline, work, a level of focus.
All right. All the things that he didn't have when he was here for that short time.
Do you despise James Harden?
He's the one. Yeah, I didn't care for him. I didn't want them to get him. And when he was here,
so out of KD,
he just didn't. He didn't give an effort a lot of nights when he was here. There was one specific game where I don't even know why he put a uniform on. He just went out there and stood around and didn't do anything.
And he definitely put on a fat suit to get out of Houston. I am fully convinced.
Yeah, a lot of people think that
he got thick.
But then when he went to the Nets, he looked great.
He looked good.
He was trying to get out of there, and then people were like, he just put something on under his jersey to make him look massively out of shape.
No, and then I think it was just a Hennessy and wings.
Maybe. Yeah, I did not like it when he was here, though. Yeah. No, not at all. Celtics beat the Blazers in that game, a combined 94 three-pointer shot by the two teams. 94.
Sincere.
And the Celtics hit 20, I think they were 23 of 48 or something like that. They hit a lot of them. Derek White had 41 in that game. Also of note, college basketball, UConn beat Marquette 72-66. St. John's will play at Marquette Saturday, and then it's on to the Big East tournament. And, of course, the NCAA tournament for the Red Storm. And Old Miss beat number 4 Tennessee 78-76. And you had the fans and students storming the court, so kind of a cool scene there.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you were just telling me that I was about to say it a different way. I was about to say the D word.
Just drop it out there.
This is from Willie in the break, not me.
Yeah.
That you have heard.
I've heard.
Is this like an ear to the ground in the streets type of thing, or is this like
pretty much?
It's in the streets.
It's in the streets that more men are getting male enhancements than ever.
Enhancement surgeries, getting penis enlargement procedures.
Yeah, and some say that there's a perception that a lot of single men are doing it, but it's the other way around. A lot of married men are getting these enhancements. So,
see, initially, right off the bat, when I hear that, well, first of all, a couple of things. Before I get to the married men versus single men, has it changed the procedure where it is either less expensive or more practical? Because
I think it's more practical because there's ways to do non-invasive ways. Like there's no cutting or whatever. So I think
more
men feel comfortable with getting this enhancement because they don't have. There's no cutting.
Is the Sasquatch package?
Yes.
You go in there and order the Sasquatch package. Oh, that's great. All right.
You see it on TikTok and Instagram all the time. These guys on these gurneys. Like, I'm about to go in.
I have not seen
that.
Bigger and
better, brighter days.
Now I will. I will see that. I've seen the hair and turkey thing. I've not seen the penis enlargement stuff.
It's right behind that. Like, this wave of guys who are going down to Miami and these other places.
How much do you know about this before I start really hammering you with questions?
Yeah, I don't know a ton.
All right.
I don't know, the recovery process.
Or how much bigger. What are they shooting in there?
Yeah, I don't know none of that.
All right.
I just know that it's happening. More men are signing up to do so than ever before.
Okay. And you're saying it's married guys. So what's interesting to me about that is, I always thought, once that someone enters into a marriage, you know what you've signed up for with that particular thing. So it's not going to get bigger or smaller. Like the balls may get longer, something like that. But you know that. So it's like, so to me, I would have thought it would have been, someone who feels like they've got a lot going for them, maybe on the right track career wise, decent looking enough.
Well, some of the things that I've read, while sitting with John, it comes from guys who feel like this can help their marriage, especially in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So this, there are a lot of unhappy women.
I feel like if it's gotten to that point, it's not just about the size.
True.
I think it's about the whole digestion of your partner.
Correct.
That's the way I would. You can't come home with 3 more inches and be like, our marriage is great. There's all these other things that annoy.
But there's always that void in a relationship. If this was better, I know we can be better overall. In some way, you only want to get bigger to kind of please your wife.
Yeah.
So if your wife is walking around feeling mid and you can make her feel greater because of this enhancement, why wouldn't you do it?
I can understand that. There's also, it depends. What kind of wife you got? Do you have, because generally, and I think this is fair to say, that the man wants sex more than a woman once you get into that family dynamic.
I think it's case by case.
A little bit older. But yeah, but if there's a woman that maybe they're empty nesters now and she's had a larger sex drive and that's something that is bothering her, then I could see how that works. But I would have thought, like a guy that would be a candidate to me if it's more affordable and more practical. Guy's like, listen, I'm not an ugly guy. I got my career on pace.
Mm-hmm.
But I go out with these women. I get to a point with them, and then we finally get intimate, and then they drop me because of the micropene.
Right.
So that's who I thought would be getting these things, but interesting.
Well, there's a lot of married guys out there with the...
Yeah, but they knew that already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
That's the, like...
But women don't always sign up for the marriage because of the sex. It's because the security, the person, the benefits,
right,
the assets.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. So they're willing to stomach some of deficiencies because of what else you can bring to the table.
Right.
But after a while, it gets old. Once you get the ring, the house, the kids, and the security, you still, you know, you still need to, you still want your bells to get rung.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. That's fair. I
and there's so much the rose can do.
Yeah.
How many toys can you bring to the bed?
But...
So you start looking like a damn Toys R Us.
Like, yeah, you walk in there with a like legitimate jackhammer with safety goggles and a helmet.
Showing up with an umpire vest and goggles. Like, so much you can do.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
So you got to up your game, and this gives men an opportunity. Like, for instance, women have always had the upper hand. They can get their boobs larger. They get their butts bigger. They can get filled. Like, they can switch the game up on you in a drastic way. Guys have never had an out. This is an out for us now.
But then it goes too far, and then they start looking bizarre. You know, that's what I don't like. And I really don't like that. And I think that some of these things are gateways. Like, if it's like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, Botox, and lip filler, and the next thing you know, your face is completely deformed. You know, and no doctor's telling you to stop because of the money that they're getting. It's horrible. I mean, it's a horrible trajectory. And you hate that because we're so vain, especially in this country. And, you know, aging is not a fun thing for anybody. I just think
guys are too, I mean, rightfully so. But like, even I don't think I've shared this story with you. When I was in a gym like a month ago, I was, you know, after a workout, I was showering or whatever. Came out the shower and I didn't have a towel on. I'm old school, right? Like, I was just kind of walking to my locker to get my stuff. And some dude was like, man, he's like, he said, no towel etiquette. I was like, towel etiquette? I'm in an all men's locker room.
Yeah.
And because, like, guys are always judging each other. I'm just like, I thought that stopped in high school.
Yeah, no. This is something that Al and I talk about all the time.
Oh.
Like, I would not.
Would you be offended if I was in your locker room with you?
I would not be offended at all.
I wouldn't care. I grew up in a locker room. Like, my dad played in the Overhill basketball tournament, and I grew up around older men with all type of things going on.
Yeah.
And I was never, like, you know, insecure about it.
No,
I didn't know what was going on, but still.
No, I would not, listen, I would not say anything to you and or judge. I just know that, like, in those situations, especially, like, if I'm at, like, a guest at a golf course and I'm taking a shower and Boomer's around, I'm 100% towel guy because of my own, like, I can't.
So your own insecurities.
Right. But I'm not telling anybody else to not do that.
Good, because I'm not either. Like,
can Google, why do white guys wear towels in locker rooms?
Yeah, I think you already know the answer to that. I think you already know.
I don't know. I've seen it all. I've seen guys that look like chewing gum in a bush, and I've seen, you know, the shotgun guys. They just can tickle their ankles.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Oh, jeez. I will take a quick break. We could take a call on this or two, I guess, but I do want to be on time as a couple of people have called up.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almased, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almased has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.